The Sixth Extinction, An Unnatural History, Elizabeth Colbert, 2014. By Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Sixth Extinction, An Unnatural History, by Elizabeth Colbert, is a book about the current mass extinction of species and the human role in it. Colbert argues that the current extinction rate is much higher than the natural background rate, and that humans are the primary cause. She examines the evidence for this, including the fossil record, the current rate of species loss, and the effects of human activities such as habitat destruction, climate change, and the introduction of invasive species. She also looks at the potential consequences of this extinction, including the loss of biodiversity and the potential for a sixth extinction of humanity. Throughout the book, Colbert emphasizes the importance of preserving biodiversity and the need for humans to take responsibility for their actions. Colbert begins by discussing the fossil record and the five mass extinctions that have occurred in Earth's history. She then examines the current rate of species loss, which is estimated to be 100 to 1,000 times higher than the natural background rate. She looks at the various causes of this, including habitat destruction, climate change, and the introduction of invasive species. She also examines the potential consequences of this extinction, including the loss of biodiversity and the potential for a sixth extinction of humanity. Colbert then looks at the various ways in which humans are contributing to the current extinction, including the destruction of habitats, the introduction of invasive species, and the effects of climate change. She also examines the potential solutions to this problem, including conservation efforts, the protection of endangered species, and the development of sustainable practices. She argues that humans must take responsibility for their actions and work to preserve biodiversity. The Sixth Extinction, An Unnatural History, is an important book that examines the current mass extinction of species and the human role in it. Colbert argues that the current extinction rate is much higher than the natural background rate, and that humans are the primary cause. She examines the evidence for this, including the fossil record, the current rate of species loss, and the effects of human activities. She also looks at the potential consequences of this extinction, including the loss of biodiversity and the potential for a sixth extinction of humanity. Throughout the book, Colbert emphasizes the importance of preserving biodiversity and the need for humans to take responsibility for their actions. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The sixth extinction, humans are causing a mass extinction of species, the sixth in Earth's history, due to their activities such as habitat destruction, climate change, and the introduction of invasive species. This extinction is happening at an unprecedented rate and is likely to have a profound effect on the planet's future. The sixth extinction is a phenomenon that is occurring due to human activities. It is the sixth mass extinction in Earth's history, and it is happening at an unprecedented rate. Human activities such as habitat destruction, climate change, and the introduction of invasive species are causing species to go extinct at a rate that is much faster than natural processes. This is having a profound effect on the planet's future, as species that are essential to the functioning of ecosystems are disappearing. The sixth extinction is a reminder of the power of human activities to shape the planet, and it is a call to action to protect the species that are still here and to prevent further extinctions. The sixth extinction is a phenomenon that is occurring due to human activities. It is the sixth mass extinction in Earth's history, and it is happening at an unprecedented rate. Human activities such as habitat destruction, climate change, and the introduction of invasive species are causing species to go extinct at a rate that is much faster than natural processes. This is having a profound effect on the planet's future, as species that are essential to the functioning of ecosystems are disappearing. The sixth extinction is a reminder of the power of human activities to shape the planet, and it is a call to action to protect the species that are still here and to prevent further extinctions. The sixth extinction is a global phenomenon, and its effects are being felt around the world. Species are disappearing from all corners of the planet, and the effects are being felt in both terrestrial and marine ecosystems. The loss of species can have a ripple effect, as the disappearance of one species can lead to the decline of other species that depend on it. This can lead to a cascade of extinctions, as the loss of one species can lead to the loss of many others. The sixth extinction is a reminder of the power of human activities to shape the planet, and it is a call to action to protect the species that are still here and to prevent further extinctions. Main idea number two. The Anthropocene, the current geological epoch, the Anthropocene, is defined by human activity and its effects on the environment. This epoch is marked by the extinction of species, the destruction of habitats, and the alteration of the climate. The Anthropocene is a term used to describe the current geological epoch, which is defined by human activity and its effects on the environment. This epoch is marked by the extinction of species, the destruction of habitats, and the alteration of the climate. Human activities such as burning fossil fuels, deforestation, and overfishing have caused a dramatic shift in the Earth's ecosystems, leading to the sixth mass extinction in the planet's history. The effects of the Anthropocene are far-reaching and have the potential to cause irreversible damage to the planet. The effects of the Anthropocene are already being felt around the world. Species are going extinct at an alarming rate, habitats are being destroyed, and the climate is changing. These changes are having a profound effect on the planet's ecosystems, leading to a decrease in biodiversity and an increase in the number of invasive species. Additionally, the effects of climate change are becoming more and more apparent, with rising sea levels, extreme weather events, and changes in the availability of resources. The Anthropocene is a stark reminder of the power of human activity and its potential to cause irreversible damage to the planet. It is essential that we take action to reduce our impact on the environment and to protect the planet's ecosystems. We must work together to reduce our emissions, protect habitats, and conserve species in order to ensure a sustainable future for the planet. Main idea number three. Extinction events. The Earth has experienced five major extinction events in its history, each of which has had a profound effect on the planet's biodiversity. The sixth extinction is likely to be the most severe, with humans as the primary cause. The first extinction event occurred around 450 million years ago, when the majority of the planet's marine life was wiped out. This event is known as the Ordovician-Silurian extinction. The second event, the Late Devonian extinction, occurred around 375 million years ago and wiped out nearly 75% of all species. The third event, the Permian-Triassic extinction, occurred around 250 million years ago and is considered the most severe extinction event in Earth's history, wiping out over 90% of all species. The fourth event, the Triassic-Jurassic extinction, occurred around 200 million years ago and wiped out over half of all species. The fifth event, the Cretaceous-Paleogene extinction, occurred around 65 million years ago and is most famously known for wiping out the dinosaurs. The sixth extinction is likely to be the most severe, with humans as the primary cause. Human activities such as deforestation, overfishing, and climate change are causing species to go extinct at an alarming rate. This extinction event is already underway and is predicted to be the most severe extinction event in Earth's history. It is estimated that up to 50% of all species could be wiped out by the end of this century. The sixth extinction is a major concern for scientists and conservationists alike. It is essential that we take action to protect the planet's biodiversity and prevent further species loss. We must reduce our impact on the environment and work to protect the habitats of endangered species. Only then can we hope to prevent the sixth extinction from becoming a reality. Main idea number four. Climate change. Climate change is one of the primary drivers of the sixth extinction, as it is causing rapid changes in the environment that many species are unable to adapt to. This is leading to the extinction of many species, as well as the disruption of ecosystems. Climate change is a major threat to the planet and its inhabitants. It is caused by the burning of fossil fuels, which releases greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. These gases trap heat, causing the Earth's temperature to rise. This leads to changes in weather patterns, sea levels, and ocean temperatures, all of which can have devastating effects on the environment and the species that inhabit it. As temperatures rise, species are forced to migrate to new areas, and some are unable to adapt to the new conditions. This can lead to the extinction of species, as well as the disruption of ecosystems. Climate change is also causing ocean acidification, which is the process of the ocean becoming more acidic due to the absorption of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. This can have a devastating effect on marine life, as it can make it difficult for some species to survive. It can also disrupt the food chain, as some species may not be able to survive in the more acidic environment. Climate change is a major threat to the planet and its inhabitants, and it is causing rapid changes in the environment that many species are unable to adapt to. This is leading to the extinction of many species, as well as the disruption of ecosystems. It is essential that we take action to reduce our emissions of greenhouse gases and mitigate the effects of climate change in order to protect the planet and its inhabitants. Main idea number 5. Habitat destruction. Human activities such as deforestation, urbanization, and agricultural expansion are destroying habitats and driving species to extinction. This is particularly true in tropical regions, where species are particularly vulnerable to habitat destruction. Habitat destruction is a major threat to biodiversity and species survival. Human activities such as deforestation, urbanization, and agricultural expansion are drastically reducing the amount of natural habitat available for species to live in. This is particularly true in tropical regions, where species are particularly vulnerable to habitat destruction due to their specialized needs and limited range. As habitats are destroyed, species are unable to find suitable places to live, leading to population declines and, in some cases, extinction. This is a major concern for conservationists, as it is estimated that up to 1 million species are at risk of extinction due to habitat destruction. Habitat destruction can also have a major impact on the environment. Deforestation, for example, can lead to soil erosion, increased sedimentation in rivers and streams, and decreased water quality. It can also lead to increased greenhouse gas emissions, as trees are a major carbon sink. In addition, habitat destruction can lead to the disruption of food webs, as species that rely on each other for survival are unable to find suitable habitats. Habitat destruction is a major threat to biodiversity and species survival, and it is essential that we take steps to reduce its impact. This can include reducing deforestation, protecting areas of natural habitat, and restoring degraded habitats. It is also important to reduce our consumption of resources, as this can help to reduce the amount of habitat destruction that is occurring. By taking these steps, we can help to protect the habitats of species around the world and ensure their survival for future generations. Main idea number 6. Invasive species, the introduction of non-native species into new environments can have a devastating effect on native species. These species can outcompete native species for resources, leading to their extinction. Invasive species are a major threat to biodiversity and can cause significant damage to ecosystems. They can disrupt food webs, alter habitats, and spread disease. Invasive species can also outcompete native species for resources, leading to their decline or even extinction. This is especially true when the invasive species has no natural predators in the new environment. For example, the introduction of the cane toad to Australia has had a devastating effect on native species, as the toad has no natural predators and is able to outcompete native species for food and habitat. In addition to outcompeting native species, invasive species can also introduce new diseases and parasites to an ecosystem. This can have a devastating effect on native species, as they may not have evolved to cope with the new diseases and parasites. For example, the introduction of the Asian tiger mosquito to the United States has led to the spread of several diseases, including West Nile virus and Zika virus. Invasive species can also alter habitats, leading to changes in the structure and composition of an ecosystem. For example, the introduction of the zebra mussel to the Great Lakes has led to changes in water quality, as the mussels filter out large amounts of plankton, which can lead to a decrease in oxygen levels in the water. Invasive species can have a devastating effect on native species and ecosystems, and it is important to take steps to prevent their introduction and spread. This can include controlling the movement of plants and animals, as well as monitoring and controlling the spread of invasive species. Main idea number 7. Biodiversity. Biodiversity is essential for the health of ecosystems, as it provides stability and resilience. The sixth extinction is leading to a dramatic decrease in biodiversity, which could have a profound effect on the planet's future. Biodiversity is the variety of life on Earth, including the variety of species, the genetic diversity within species, and the variety of ecosystems. It is essential for the health of ecosystems, as it provides stability and resilience. Without biodiversity, ecosystems would be more vulnerable to changes in the environment, such as climate change, and would be less able to recover from disturbances. The sixth extinction is a term used to describe the current rapid decline in biodiversity due to human activities. This decline is happening at an unprecedented rate, and is estimated to be up to 1,000 times faster than the natural rate of extinction. This could have a profound effect on the planet's future, as the loss of biodiversity could lead to the collapse of entire ecosystems and the loss of essential services that they provide, such as food production, water filtration, and climate regulation. The sixth extinction is a major concern, and it is essential that we take action to protect and restore biodiversity. This can be done through conservation efforts, such as protecting habitats, reducing pollution, and reducing the exploitation of species. It is also important to promote sustainable practices, such as sustainable agriculture and forestry, to ensure that our activities do not further contribute to the decline in biodiversity. Main idea number 8. Conservation. Conservation efforts are essential for preserving biodiversity and preventing the sixth extinction. These efforts include protecting habitats, reintroducing species, and controlling invasive species. Conservation is a critical part of preventing the sixth extinction. It involves protecting habitats, reintroducing species, and controlling invasive species. Protecting habitats is essential for preserving biodiversity, as it ensures that species have the resources they need to survive. Reintroducing species is also important, as it helps to restore populations that have been lost due to human activities. Finally, controlling invasive species is necessary to prevent them from outcompeting native species and disrupting ecosystems. All of these efforts are necessary to prevent the sixth extinction and ensure that biodiversity is preserved. The Sixth Extinction, An Unnatural History by Elizabeth Colbert provides an in-depth look at the current extinction crisis and the efforts being made to prevent it. Colbert examines the causes of the sixth extinction, from climate change to habitat destruction, and discusses the importance of conservation efforts. She also looks at the potential consequences of the sixth extinction, from the loss of species to the disruption of ecosystems. Colbert's book is an important resource for anyone looking to learn more about the current extinction crisis and the efforts being made to prevent it. Main idea number 9. Extinction rates. The rate of species extinction is currently estimated to be 100 to 1,000 times higher than the natural background rate. This is due to human activities such as habitat destruction, climate change, and the introduction of invasive species. The rate of species extinction is a major concern for conservationists and environmentalists alike. Human activities such as habitat destruction, climate change, and the introduction of invasive species have caused the rate of species extinction to be 100 to 1,000 times higher than the natural background rate. This is a major cause for alarm, as it means that species are disappearing at an alarming rate, and that the biodiversity of the planet is being drastically reduced. The effects of this rapid extinction rate are far-reaching. Not only does it mean that species are disappearing, but it also means that the delicate balance of the planet's ecosystems is being disrupted. This can lead to a decrease in the number of species that can be found in a given area, as well as a decrease in the number of species that can be found in a given ecosystem. This can have a ripple effect, leading to a decrease in the number of species that can be found in a given area, as well as a decrease in the number of species that can be found in a given ecosystem. The effects of this rapid extinction rate are not limited to the environment. It can also have a major impact on human society. For example, the loss of species can lead to a decrease in the number of resources available to humans, such as food, medicine, and materials. This can lead to a decrease in the quality of life for humans, as well as a decrease in the number of jobs available in certain industries. It is clear that the rate of species extinction is a major concern, and that it is essential that we take steps to reduce it. This can be done through a variety of methods, such as habitat protection, climate change mitigation, and the introduction of invasive species control measures. By taking these steps, we can help to ensure that the rate of species extinction is reduced, and that the planet's biodiversity is preserved. Main idea number 10. Endangered species. There are currently over 20,000 species listed as endangered or threatened by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. These species are at risk of extinction due to human activities such as habitat destruction and climate change. Endangered species are those species that are at risk of becoming extinct due to human activities. These activities include habitat destruction, climate change, overexploitation, and pollution. The International Union for Conservation of Nature, IUCN, currently lists over 20,000 species as endangered or threatened. This means that these species are in danger of disappearing from the planet forever. Habitat destruction is one of the main causes of species endangerment. Human activities such as logging, mining, and urban development can destroy the habitats of species, making it difficult for them to survive. Climate change is also a major factor in species endangerment. As temperatures rise, species may not be able to adapt to the new environment, leading to their extinction. Overexploitation of species, such as hunting and fishing, can also lead to their endangerment. Finally, pollution can also lead to species endangerment, as it can contaminate the environment and make it difficult for species to survive. The endangerment of species is a serious issue that needs to be addressed. It is important to take steps to protect endangered species and their habitats, as well as to reduce human activities that are contributing to their endangerment. By doing so, we can help to ensure that these species are not lost forever. Main idea number 11. Extinction risk. Many species are at risk of extinction due to human activities, and the risk of extinction is increasing. This is particularly true for species in tropical regions, which are particularly vulnerable to habitat destruction and climate change. The risk of extinction is a major concern for many species around the world. Human activities, such as habitat destruction, climate change, and pollution, are the primary drivers of this risk. Tropical regions are particularly vulnerable to these threats, as they are home to many species that are adapted to specific environmental conditions. As these conditions change, species are unable to adapt quickly enough to survive, leading to a rapid decline in their populations. This is especially true for species that are already threatened by other human activities, such as hunting and fishing. As a result, many species are facing an increased risk of extinction, and this risk is only expected to increase in the future. The Sixth Extinction, An Unnatural History, by Elizabeth Colbert, examines the current state of extinction risk and its implications for the future. Colbert looks at the various human activities that are driving species to extinction, and the ways in which we can mitigate this risk. She also examines the potential consequences of species extinction, such as the loss of biodiversity and the disruption of ecosystems. Ultimately, Colbert argues that we must take action now to protect species from extinction, or else face the consequences of a world without them. Main idea number 12. Extinction prevention. Preventing the extinction of species is essential for preserving biodiversity and maintaining the health of ecosystems. This can be done through conservation efforts such as protecting habitats, reintroducing species, and controlling invasive species. Extinction prevention is a critical part of preserving biodiversity and maintaining the health of ecosystems. Conservation efforts such as protecting habitats, reintroducing species, and controlling invasive species are essential for preventing the extinction of species. Protecting habitats is important because it ensures that species have the resources they need to survive. Reintroducing species can help restore populations that have been depleted due to human activities. Controlling invasive species is also important because they can outcompete native species for resources and cause them to decline. All of these efforts are necessary for preventing the extinction of species and preserving biodiversity. In her book The Sixth Extinction, An Unnatural History, Elizabeth Colbert discusses the importance of extinction prevention and the various conservation efforts that can be used to protect species. She explains that the current rate of species extinction is much higher than it has been in the past, and that this is largely due to human activities. She argues that it is essential to take action to prevent further extinctions, and that this can be done through conservation efforts such as protecting habitats, reintroducing species, and controlling invasive species. Extinction prevention is essential for preserving biodiversity and maintaining the health of ecosystems. Conservation efforts such as protecting habitats, reintroducing species, and controlling invasive species are all necessary for preventing the extinction of species and preserving biodiversity. By taking action to protect species, we can ensure that future generations will be able to enjoy the beauty and diversity of the natural world. Main idea number 13. Human impact. Humans are having a profound effect on the planet's biodiversity, and this effect is likely to increase in the future. This is due to activities such as habitat destruction, climate change, and the introduction of invasive species. Humans are having a devastating impact on the planet's biodiversity. This is due to a variety of activities, such as habitat destruction, climate change, and the introduction of invasive species. Habitat destruction is one of the most significant causes of biodiversity loss. As humans continue to expand their settlements and agricultural activities, they are destroying natural habitats and replacing them with human-made ones. This reduces the amount of space available for native species, leading to a decrease in biodiversity. Climate change is another major factor in biodiversity loss. As the climate changes, species are unable to adapt quickly enough to survive. This leads to a decrease in the number of species in a given area, as well as a decrease in the overall diversity of species. Additionally, the introduction of invasive species can have a significant impact on biodiversity. Invasive species can outcompete native species for resources, leading to a decrease in the number of native species in an area. The effects of human activities on biodiversity are likely to increase in the future. As human populations continue to grow, so too will the demand for resources. This will lead to further habitat destruction and climate change, as well as the introduction of more invasive species. As a result, the planet's biodiversity will continue to decline, leading to a decrease in the overall health of the planet. Main idea number 14. Species interactions. Species interact with each other in complex ways, and the extinction of one species can have a profound effect on other species. This is particularly true for species that have a keystone role in an ecosystem, such as apex predators. Species interactions are an integral part of the natural world. Every species has a unique role to play in its environment, and the loss of one species can have a ripple effect on the entire ecosystem. For example, apex predators such as wolves, lions, and sharks play a keystone role in their respective ecosystems. By controlling the populations of their prey, they help to maintain a balance between species and prevent any one species from becoming too dominant. The loss of an apex predator can lead to an overabundance of their prey, which can have a devastating effect on the entire ecosystem. In addition to the direct effects of species loss, the indirect effects can be just as profound. For example, the loss of a species that pollinates a certain plant can lead to the plant's extinction, which in turn can lead to the extinction of other species that rely on that plant for food or shelter. The loss of a species can also lead to a decrease in biodiversity, which can have a negative effect on the entire ecosystem. Species interactions are complex and dynamic, and the extinction of one species can have far-reaching consequences. It is important to recognize the importance of species interactions and to take steps to protect vulnerable species from extinction. Main idea number 15. Extinction consequences. The extinction of species can have a profound effect on the planet's ecosystems, as it can disrupt food webs and cause cascading effects. This can lead to the collapse of entire ecosystems, with far-reaching consequences. The extinction of species can have a devastating impact on the planet's ecosystems. When species become extinct, it can disrupt food webs and cause a ripple effect of consequences. This can lead to the collapse of entire ecosystems, with far-reaching implications. For example, when a species of plant or animal is lost, it can cause a decrease in the number of predators or prey, which can lead to a decrease in the number of other species that rely on them for food. This can have a domino effect, leading to the extinction of other species and the disruption of the entire ecosystem. Additionally, the loss of species can also lead to a decrease in biodiversity, which can have a negative impact on the environment. The extinction of species can also have an impact on humans. For example, when a species of plant or animal is lost, it can lead to a decrease in the availability of resources, such as food or medicine. Additionally, the loss of species can also lead to a decrease in the number of pollinators, which can have a negative impact on crop yields. Furthermore, the extinction of species can also lead to a decrease in the number of species that provide important services, such as pest control or water filtration. The extinction of species is a serious issue that can have far-reaching consequences. It is important to take steps to protect species and prevent their extinction, as this can help to preserve the planet's ecosystems and ensure the health and well-being of both humans and the environment. Main idea number 16. Human extinction. The sixth extinction is likely to have a profound effect on humans, as it could lead to the extinction of species that are essential for human survival. This could lead to a decrease in food security, an increase in disease, and other consequences. Human extinction is a very real possibility due to the sixth extinction. This extinction is caused by human activities such as climate change, habitat destruction, and pollution. These activities are leading to the loss of species that are essential for human survival. This could lead to a decrease in food security, an increase in disease, and other consequences. For example, the loss of pollinators such as bees and butterflies could lead to a decrease in crop yields, which could lead to food shortages. The loss of species that provide natural pest control could lead to an increase in disease-carrying insects. The loss of species that provide natural medicines could lead to a decrease in the availability of treatments for diseases. All of these consequences could lead to a decrease in human health and well-being, and ultimately, to human extinction. In order to prevent human extinction, it is essential that we take action to reduce the effects of the sixth extinction. This includes reducing our emissions of greenhouse gases, protecting and restoring habitats, and reducing pollution. We must also work to protect species that are essential for human survival, such as pollinators, pest controllers, and medicinal plants. By taking these steps, we can ensure that the sixth extinction does not lead to human extinction. Main idea number 17. Extinction recovery. The recovery of species from extinction is possible, but it is often difficult and time-consuming. This is due to the complexity of ecosystems and the difficulty of reintroducing species into their former habitats. Extinction recovery is a complex process that requires a great deal of effort and time. It involves reintroducing species into their former habitats, which can be difficult due to the complexity of ecosystems. This process can be further complicated by the fact that the species may have been extinct for a long time, and the environment may have changed significantly since then. In addition, the species may have to compete with other species that have adapted to the new environment. As a result, the reintroduction of a species may not be successful, and the species may not be able to survive in its new environment. In order to increase the chances of success, conservationists must carefully study the species and its former habitat in order to determine the best way to reintroduce it. This may involve creating a habitat that is similar to the species' original habitat, or introducing other species that can help the species to survive. In addition, conservationists must monitor the species to ensure that it is able to survive in its new environment. If the species is not able to survive, conservationists must determine why and take steps to address the issue. Extinction recovery is a difficult and time-consuming process, but it is possible. With careful planning and monitoring, conservationists can help to bring species back from extinction and restore balance to the environment. Main idea number 18. Extinction causes. The causes of species extinction are varied, but they are often related to human activities such as habitat destruction, climate change, and the introduction of invasive species. These activities are often driven by economic and political factors. Habitat destruction is one of the most significant causes of species extinction. Human activities such as deforestation, urbanization, and agricultural expansion have drastically reduced the amount of natural habitat available for many species. This has caused a decrease in the number of individuals of a species, leading to a decrease in genetic diversity and an increased risk of extinction. Climate change is another major cause of species extinction. As temperatures rise, species are forced to migrate to new areas in order to survive. However, many species are unable to adapt to the new environment, leading to their extinction. Additionally, climate change can cause extreme weather events, such as floods and droughts, which can also lead to species extinction. The introduction of invasive species is another major cause of species extinction. Invasive species are species that are not native to an area, but are introduced by humans. These species can outcompete native species for resources, leading to a decrease in the number of individuals of a species and an increased risk of extinction. Ultimately, the causes of species extinction are often related to human activities. These activities are often driven by economic and political factors, and can have devastating consequences for the environment and the species that inhabit it. Main idea number 19. Extinction solutions. Solutions to the sixth extinction must address the underlying causes of species extinction, such as habitat destruction, climate change, and the introduction of invasive species. This can be done through conservation efforts, economic incentives, and political action. Conservation efforts are essential to protecting species from extinction. This includes protecting habitats, restoring degraded ecosystems, and creating protected areas. Economic incentives can be used to encourage people to conserve species and habitats. This can include providing subsidies for sustainable land use, creating markets for ecosystem services, and providing tax incentives for conservation activities. Political action is also necessary to protect species from extinction. This includes passing laws to protect species and habitats, creating international agreements to protect species, and enforcing existing laws. All of these efforts must be combined to effectively address the sixth extinction. In addition to these solutions, it is also important to educate people about the importance of species conservation. This includes teaching people about the value of biodiversity, the impacts of climate change, and the consequences of habitat destruction. By increasing public awareness, people can be empowered to take action to protect species from extinction. Ultimately, the sixth extinction can only be addressed through a combination of conservation efforts, economic incentives, political action, and public education. By taking these steps, we can protect species from extinction and ensure a healthy and sustainable future for all life on Earth. Main idea number 20. Extinction prevention. Preventing the sixth extinction is essential for preserving biodiversity and maintaining the health of ecosystems. This can be done through conservation efforts, economic incentives, and political action. It is also important to educate people about the importance of biodiversity and the consequences of species extinction. Extinction prevention is a critical part of preserving biodiversity and maintaining the health of ecosystems. Conservation efforts, economic incentives, and political action are all important tools for preventing the sixth extinction. Conservation efforts involve protecting habitats and species, as well as restoring damaged ecosystems. Economic incentives can be used to encourage people to protect species and habitats, while political action can be used to create laws and regulations that protect species and habitats. In addition to these efforts, it is also important to educate people about the importance of biodiversity and the consequences of species extinction. People need to understand why biodiversity is important and why it is essential to protect species and habitats. Education can also help people understand the consequences of species extinction, such as the disruption of food webs and the loss of ecosystem services. By taking these steps, we can help prevent the sixth extinction and ensure that biodiversity is preserved for future generations. It is essential that we take action now to protect species and habitats, and to educate people about the importance of biodiversity.